Welcome to the Outdoor Dream Jobs podcast. We round up the hottest jobs available in the outdoor industry each week, and then we go in depth with coveted outdoor brands to find out what it's like to work at each of them. I'm Allie Carr.
And I'm Jenna Selmer. We also run Basecamp, an online community of more than 21,000 outdoor industry insiders who share jobs, industry contacts, and advice. It is a networking mecca for the outdoor industry.
Definitely. This is the last week to enter our 20K giveaway, celebrating 20,000 members in our group. And we have nearly $1,000 in prizes from brands like Patagonia, Yeti, The North Face. You have to be subscribed to our newsletter to enter. So definitely subscribe today. The newsletter comes out tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And you will find the link in our show notes when you go to outdoordreamjobs.com.
Yeah, and this week we're talking to the Ice Lab in Gunnison, Colorado, after we give you all the hot jobs. That's an accelerator in a co-working space specifically for outdoor industry brands and entrepreneurs. And Tanner Whiteford, who is their manager, is going to give us a little bit of an insight into why these smaller mountain towns are really the future of the outdoor industry and how you can get involved if you're intrigued or want to replicate the program in your region. But first, we're going to talk about some jobs, and the first one we're going to hop into is with Backpacker Magazine, which is based in Boulder, Colorado, and they are looking for an art director. They're looking for somebody with about 5 to 6 years of experience, specifically in graphic design and visual communication, and they're going to be looking really hard at your existing portfolio, so make sure for this, you know, creative job that you have some core examples of the work that you'd like to do, as well as go to Backpacker, make sure you know their vibe and present things that would be in line with them. So it would be a very fun job. We also wanted to highlight this one because there was huge news in the outdoor industry this week regarding Pocket Outdoor Media, which is who Backpacker is owned by, purchasing or consolidating with Outside Magazine, Gaia GPS, Peloton Mag. A bunch of different publications are now under what was Pocket Outdoor Media and is now called Outside. So there's been some huge reorganization in this sphere, huge eyes on these publications now. And if you'd like to be part of that as an art director, Backpacker has an opening.
Absolutely. Yeah. Crazy news. And hoping the best for everybody who is the current staff at Outside Magazine for sure.
Sorry, we should say we're doing a clubhouse on this topic. So if you have an opinion on what this means for the outdoor industry, or if you have any questions about what it could mean to you as a freelancer or as a reader, Thursdays at 4 p.m. PST, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, we do a clubhouse and we talk to experts in the sphere. So please do hop into that.
Absolutely. Join us there on the clubhouse app. The next job we have is at Shinola in Detroit, Michigan. So if you're not familiar with Shinola, they're actually under the same ownership as Filson, under the same kind of holdings company. And Shinola is really known for making incredible American-made bikes and watches. They also have fabulous jewelry. Sometimes they have really awesome clothes. It's just such a cool brand all around and extremely high quality. I actually have one of their kind of towny bikes and just love it. Beautiful, beautiful stuff that kind of nods to the fact that a lot of the automakers are in Detroit. And so it has kind of this like steel and like factory sort of feel to it. Really, really awesome brand. And I was realizing this week as I'm putting together the newsletter for tomorrow that the Midwest actually has a bunch of brands that really speak to high quality goods, well-made goods. So Carhartt, Shinola, Wolverine, SRAM, which makes bike components, just really well-made product. So Shinola has a job. It's the Vice President of E-Commerce and Digital Strategy. So they're really looking for somebody who can come in and oversee, what they're doing digitally right now, which is super important given COVID and everyone kind of shopping online these days. They are looking for somebody with 8 years of experience and, you know, someone who can really own this sphere and really come in and strategize and help them make their best play in their e-commerce and digital space.
Yeah, I feel like our Midwestern section expands weekly in the newsletter. There are actually so many outdoor brands there.
Yes, and you'll find it in the premium version. So if you get the premium version of the newsletter, you see all the jobs broken down by region and about quadruple the number of jobs compared to the free version. So definitely sign up for that premium version.
Yep. Montana Conservation Corps in Bozeman, Montana is also hiring for, I think, a pretty juicy role, Vice President for Programs. This organization, they take youth and they give them transformative experiences to be involved in the conservation sphere, and they get them on the front lines of that. So there's numerous programs with which you can engage with the Corps, and the person in this role would actually be helping to strategize them and design them and execute them. An example of the type of programs that you would be doing are expanding youth programs that are geared toward Montana high schoolers and a couple of programs in partnership with Indigenous communities. That's something important in this job description, is supporting and empowering Indigenous communities are very much at the heart of this organization, which I think is great to know. It is a VP role. They're looking for, looks like 5 years of experience, and it would be at the rate of $75,000 a year.
Awesome. The next position is with Mammoth Mountain. If you're from Southern California, you probably know about Mammoth in the Sierra Nevada mountains. If you don't, it's pretty much one of the largest ski resorts around Southern California. It's about 5 to 6 hours away from Los Angeles and is super, super fun. They are looking for a development director for their disabled division. So they're looking for somebody who can come in to elevate their fundraising, their outreach efforts, and really grow this program and support the current programs they have going on, as well as try to grow their capital initiatives. So super cool position, and you get to live in Mammoth Lakes, California, which is a very unique mountain town, and is just near Bishop, where there's fabulous rock climbing, hot springs, so you kind of get that desert mountain combo that's really beautiful.
Our next job is remote, which I'm so excited about. It is with an organization called Canopy, and they are a nonprofit dedicated to protecting the world's forests, species, and climate, as well as supporting the advancement of community rights. And they are hilarious. This job listing is hilarious. They're looking for it's a head of development, but they're calling it a money charmer. They want somebody that has powerful writing skills, powerful communication skills, and is able to get money so that they can channel it towards saving forests and working on climate change and things of that nature. So if you are somebody that wants to work remotely, cares deeply about conservation, and likes when your boss is absolutely hysterical, this could be the job for you. The position starts at $75,000 and includes health benefits. So I can't see a downside so far.
That's awesome. And if your boss is hysterical in a good way, in a funny way.
In a very good way, yes.
Yeah. Then the last job we have is really unique, and it's one that you'll see in the newsletter tomorrow. It's the Stanford University Associate Director of Outdoor Programs and Leadership. So you'd be working at Stanford, basically helping get students get outside and make sure that they are really focused on recreation and wellness. So up there in the Palo Alto area or Stanford, California, but near Palo Alto. And this is just a really cool position. They're looking for somebody with about 5 years of experience, and you'd be working, you know, hand in hand with the athletic department there at Stanford to take students on trips in the surrounding areas. And they're definitely looking for somebody who has a woofer and a CPR certification, experience with ropes course. And this could be a really awesome job to transition to from maybe a camp. If you're some sort of manager or director at a camp, that could be an easy transition. So definitely figure out what your transferable skills are and apply, because this one sounds really awesome.
And Stanford would look great on a resume.
Well, that's for sure.
Awesome. Let's go talk to Tanner and see what the Ice Lab is doing down in Gunnison.
Okay, sounds great.
My name is Tanner Whiteford. I'm the manager of the Ice Lab here in Gunnison, Colorado, and they call Gunnison the base camp of the Rockies, mainly because we're situated between four major mountain ranges here right in the heart of the Rockies. In the Ice Lab, we are an organization run by the county that focuses on economic development and creating a more prosperous community for entrepreneurs and for startups, specifically in the outdoor industry. However, we are also a co-working space here in Gunnison, and so we provide everything from office rental spaces to just a common work area. To sum it up, I guess we're the all-around one-stop shop in Gunnison for business resource.
You're specifically for the outdoor industry and saying, look, the Gunnison region is really uniquely situated to house outdoor industry organizations because this is where the workforce wants to be. When you get that recreationalist that wants to work in the outdoor industry, they're imagining going from their job where they work very hard to those bike trails right out the back door and to those mountains to climb. So you really have a unique goal and model. You mentioned that you're part of kind of a tourism agency to bring the outdoor industry to Gunnison. So can you just tell us a little bit more about that goal and that model?
So the Ice Lab is kind of unique, and it was at the time when it was first started, it was a very progressive idea, specifically in rural mountain towns like this. And we're fortunate that our little mountain town has the resources such as Western Colorado University here that has enabled us to kind of pull all of our strengths together and early on realize there was this disconnect in the outdoor industry, and that being that a large majority of outdoor recreationalists want to live in these mountain town communities where recreation, as you said, is right out the back door. Here at the Ice Lab, you can be on single track within 100 feet of our front entrance or our back door, either one. However, the jobs for these outdoor recreationalists and the employment opportunities that they are most suited for are in larger cities such as Denver or Salt Lake or, you know, communities similar to that. And unfortunately, although those communities are close or those cities are close to the mountains, they're not in the mountains. So an average person living in Denver is still going to get stuck in I-70 traffic and end up waiting, you know, 3 hours on the highway when they could have instead been right out the back door onto the bike trail and spent 3 hours mountain biking, already back and being productive again. And so we saw this disconnect, and we've realized that we're situated in a unique place since we have Western Colorado University here, all of these great graduates coming out, the resources and the potential for growth here in Gunnison specifically, that as we look to the future of the outdoor industry, we see ourselves poised to create a community that is welcoming to all startups, welcoming to all entrepreneurs in the outdoor space specifically, and try and create a community where employees and employers can all meet their needs in one central location.
Who are you serving here in terms of the outdoor industry, entrepreneur community, or business community? Is it only working with organizations that are already in Gunnison, or are you saying, hey, maybe you should be looking at this as somewhere that you launch or relocate to?
At the Ice Lab, we're focusing primarily as a whole in the outdoor industry, that being companies that are outside of our county, those who are looking to start a company here in Gunnison specifically, and then any remote workers that may have the opportunity now to live in a location that they've always dreamed of. And so when we talk about companies that could potentially relocate here, we do focus more on startup companies within the outdoor industry, primarily because it's easier for them to relocate rather than a larger corporation that's already firmly rooted in some of these larger cities. But the reason that we see value in these companies relocating to a mountain town such as Gunnison or Crested Butte region is because these days consumers do they buy authenticity more than they buy just a catchy ad or just a brand. And so specifically in the outdoor space, this authenticity that you can find as rooting yourself in a small mountain town is something that you won't find in a larger city. For example, when we talk about some of the companies we worked with in the past, Hustle Bike Labs in particular, they are an amazing company that we worked with in one of our accelerator programs that creates magnetic pedals for mountain bikers. And where they were originally located was in Texas. And through the accelerator program that they went through at the Ice Lab, they've now realized that, one, they want to live in the mountains and recreate here and relocate, and two, the people who are buying these pedals would rather buy a pedal from a company that's vetted and that they believe in and trust, because they come from a mountain town community, rather than a pedal company that's based in the middle of Texas, where mountain biking isn't nearly as popular as it is here. And so that brings up another point, which is that we do run accelerator and incubator programs here at the Ice Lab. And these are the programs which we leverage and utilize the most in order to give these companies the value that they can't find anywhere else. And so that's probably one of the biggest building blocks of how we are building a community of future startups and or a community of outdoor recreation companies here in the Gunnison Valley.
I think your accelerator is probably your most well-known piece of the Ice Lab. Our community is likely familiar with it because we did talk to Owen from Moose Jaw, and their accelerator program is really built into using your resources to cultivate, you know, some new companies for the industry. And that initiative was really rooted in diversity, which we absolutely loved. But yeah, I think that your accelerator is one of the coolest pieces of the Ice Lab. So how could somebody interact with that, really cool opportunity?
That was actually my next question too, is like, I think the word accelerator is like shrouded in so much mystery. Like what actually happens behind that term?
Yeah. So it's cool. Accelerators, and I'll kind of just recap real quick for those who are listening in and haven't heard one of those previous podcasts. We've partnered with Moose Jaw here at the Ice Lab, Moose Jaw Mountaineering, the second largest outdoor retailer in the nation, to put on a business roadmap course. So for startups in the outdoor industry that are looking to take their startup to the next level and ultimately to become a successful larger company, they go through these accelerator programs, and Moose Jaw has partnered with us because of the resources that we provide, as well as our location here in Gunnison, because it's ultimately, for a startup company, it offers everything that they're looking for. For the accelerators, we are focusing on companies, and I, you know, whenever you ask how do we help, and I think specifically your listeners, how do we help just the average person who may not have a startup, but someone who is looking for that potential job in the outdoor industry. Here at the Ice Lab, we want to see everyone succeed, and we want to see that our valley has the jobs as well as the resources for anyone who wants to live in one of these mountain town communities. And so by running programs like these accelerators, we are, one, bringing these companies here to the valley in hopes that they will relocate and then generate the jobs and the income for many people that do recreate and do have the enthusiasm for the outdoors to then be able to live in communities like this. And so there's this big symbiotic relationship between bringing companies to the outdoors or bringing companies to places like Gunnison that then allows them to be an authentic brand, that allows them to have, you know, the resources that we provide to make them successful, while also enabling those who recreate to be able to live in these mountain town communities and be able to enjoy everything that they otherwise wouldn't be able to find in these larger cities. And so we're creating this bridge in the industry that we're hoping is going to be prosperous and beneficial for everyone. Going back to the Moose Jaw Accelerator, we're really extremely excited for this year's Accelerator. We've been able to gain a lot more notoriety and national attention, which is doing fantastic things as far as kind of highlighting what Gunnison has to offer. And as we look at how we expect this accelerator to differ from ones in the past, we really hope that by highlighting the benefits of companies moving to mountain towns like this, that this will create a trend in the industry where we see this, the outdoor industry kind of moving to allowing the employees or the prospective employees to find those careers in communities that they otherwise wouldn't be able to. And so Gunnison's wanting to lead that kind of front.
Okay, amazing. And so I think that a lot of people have an opportunity to engage with Gunnison, whether that's as part of the workforce. There's also an outdoor industry MBA program there, which I believe a lot of your workforce probably funnels from. Companies can also come, maybe take advantage of your accelerator. But what about folks that would really like to see something similar happen in their region? What can they do?
You know, I think it is that's a really good question. On one hand, mountain towns like or similar to Gunnison, we are limited on resources. You know, the infrastructure as far as large manufacturing goes is limited. But the value that you find, I think, in mountain towns is, as I said, it's that branding piece. You know, as other mountain town communities look to do things similar to how we are, places like the Ice Lab, or I know, for example, Chandler down in Bentonville, Arkansas, their WeWorks lab is adopting a similar platform where they want to enable local entrepreneurs to be successful because they know that the growth of the outdoor industry is only going to succeed in these towns if they put in the effort first. And so
we happen to have a podcast episode with him, just in case our listeners want to check that out and didn't catch it. So I had to throw that in.
Yeah, no. And that was an amazing podcast. And that's where, you know, I think that we see this trend in these outdoor communities moving more and more towards that. I would highly encourage, if anyone is interested in learning about how we're accomplishing this mission here at the Ice Lab, to please reach out to me through my email. It's tanner@icelab.co. I'd love to connect with you and discuss just a little more about how you could either do the same thing in your community or if you're interested in moving to Gunnison, how we can help assist you with that or help you with any of your entrepreneurial endeavors. But I think it's definitely just going to take time within the industry, but companies are seeing the value in having their base of operations in mountain towns.
Tell us a little bit more about Gunnison. I get that there's a lot of wilderness, there's trails, there's mountain biking opportunities. You're close to skiing opportunities. Tell us about the actual town. What's there?
Yeah, it's really cool. So Gunnison, I'm going to say Gunnison and Crested Butte, and what we call it is the Gunnison Valley. But Gunnison is at the mouth of the valley, where Crested Butte is at the headwaters up top. And between the two cities and within our little valley, we have over 750 miles of single track mountain biking. And within the Gunnison County alone, we have over 2 million acres of public land. So the recreational opportunities are endless. But talking about the towns themselves, they're both still these quaint little mountain towns. And I think they have a lot of heart to them that you don't find in larger cities. And so it's cool. Here at the Ice Lab specifically, in the summers, every day at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays, everyone at the Ice Lab kind of unanimously just agrees that we're all going to go for a mountain bike ride. And we all go grab a beer and jump on the trail and go mountain bike for 3 hours on a Wednesday. And so there's a whole culture here where people just at all costs live here because they like the opportunity to recreate. They love the small town community feel. And that goes for both Gunnison as well as Crested Butte. And of course, Crested Butte having the ski resort up there is a huge tourist destination. And people flock from all over, summer and winter to see this beautiful place that we live in. And each year we see more and more people wanting to move to our communities. And that is where our job at the Ice Lab is to hopefully help build a more prosperous economy where these people can find jobs with specifically in industry, the outdoor industry. But the communities themselves, I came here 7 years ago and never intend on leaving at this point.
Just as an anecdote, mm-hmm. I took my family there and my mom was so excited about the little shops. She wanted to go look at like the antiques and stuff. So it was so charming and quaint, like you said. On the other hand, my husband was so excited because there was some really cool breweries and a little bit more of an urban vibe in that way. Mm-hmm. And then my dad needed like some sort of like car thing. He was easily able to. So all of the amenities are there. Like it's a town large enough that you can get everything you need. Every type of store will be there. It's not like some tiny, tiny town, but it still has that tiny, quaint feeling. So yeah. I wanted to throw that in terms of how Gunnison feels. It's very welcoming and it's very beautiful. So
and it's the college town too. Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people, don't realize that at first is that we have Western Colorado University here, which has just opened up their Paul Rady School of Engineering, which they're working with CU Boulder to put that school together. But it's the town is growing rapidly and we're seeing that industry is moving here. I know here just a few examples of companies that have either started up here or have moved here in the past 3 years is Blister Review, Hustle Bike Labs, Campfire Ranch, Vail Resorts, recently bought Crest Butte 2 years ago, Beacon Guidebooks, and that, you know, that's in addition to several other outdoor companies like Romp Skis and TerraQuest that have already been rooted here. And so, you know, it has the small rural mountain town feel with the industry and the resources that you're going to, you know, find in any larger city. It's really a unique place. And I think that's what makes us special.
Yeah. And you were actually saying, speaking of top tier resources, the media room that you mentioned briefly that you're in, can you just like set the scene for what the room you're in?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. So at the Ice Lab as well, we have so many resources, and these resources are available for entrepreneurs, startups, or even just, you know, your remote worker. Anyone who really needs to use them is more than welcome, and we're welcoming to anyone. But right now I'm sitting in our recording studio, which is a fully built out podcast room that, you know, has been built for amplification of sound and whatever, you know, specifications you look for in a recording studio. We also have our own design studio with 3 Mac computers that have the full Adobe suite on them, as well as, you know, upwards of $15,000 worth of camera and lighting equipment that's all available to anyone who needs to utilize these resources here at the Ice Lab. So it's really amazing that we're able to offer these opportunities for not just entrepreneurs or startups, but for anyone in our community, because it's resources like this that enable people to have the building blocks to be successful.
Sometimes small Colorado mountain towns, or just small mountain towns, don't have a history of being welcoming. So how do people know that they're going to feel welcome here?
Two fronts there. One being that Western Colorado University is a liberal arts school. And with that comes a very welcoming atmosphere for people of all backgrounds and types and races. And you'll find that although we are not as ethnically diverse as you'll find in other larger cities, that we for the most part as a community stand behind basic and all human and human rights for everyone. I know this past year, as Black Lives Matter became a very hot topic, that our communities as a whole, not only Gunnison but Crest Butte as well, really rallied behind the messaging that we are a community that is welcoming to everyone. And it went as far as Crest Butte painting in giant yellow letters on Main Street, Black Lives Matter. And so our voice and our stance as a valley is very strong, that we stand and support human rights for everyone, and we want to see people of all races and ethnical backgrounds succeed in our valley.
I didn't know that Western was super liberal leaning, so that's really good to know, and that you stood up for those communities is excellent. I was wondering if you could give us a day in the life of an accelerator participant.
I guess to kind of preface that, I'll give an outline of what our accelerator this year looks like as a whole, and then dive a little deeper down onto the daily day in the life. But this year's accelerator with Moose Jaw is going to be an 8-week course, 2 of those weeks being fully online and remote through Zoom. Then 1 week spent in Boulder, Colorado at the Moose Jaw retail store. And then the remaining 5 weeks are going to be here in Gunnison, Colorado at the Ice Lab. And so for these accelerator participants, while they're here in Gunnison, each morning is going to be spent going through the curriculum that we have pre-planned and that we've worked with for multiple accelerators at this point. But it will be, for the most part, custom tailored to each company and their specific needs. But for a hard goods, for example, it's going to be a mixture of our curriculum, which focuses on the financial modeling as well as marketing and relationship building with consumers, as well as the insight and the knowledge from Moose Jaw when it comes to their inventory management and e-commerce expertise. And so it's a very methodical and well built out curriculum that is going to be custom tailored to each individual. Now, I will say that for the rest of your remaining time here in Gunnison as an accelerator participant, we do want to get everyone involved with the recreation that we have as much as possible. And so the mornings will be spent going through curriculum, and the afternoons may be spent fly fishing on the river or mountain biking right out the back door on all the single track behind the ice slab. Or even on the weekends, we'll go for a rafting trip down Taylor Canyon, which is some of the most fun rafting, in my opinion, in the state. And so we want to focus on making these companies as successful as possible, but having them to understand the value in being a recreational company in one of these smaller mountain towns.
Just so I'm clear, the accelerator, to become a part of it, you have to apply during the application process. It's not like a rolling basis. Is that right?
Yes. And so our application process was back in December. Now, that being said, if there are individuals who may have missed this window, we are always welcoming people to come into the ICE Lab or to email us and talk about, what are the resources that we provide or the services we provide at the ICE Lab to help make it more feasible for them to relocate to Gunnison. And so we're always welcoming for people to reach out to us and see how we can help in any way. The Accelerator is just one program that, with the help of Moose Jaw, is a little more built out, and we're able to kind of gain more national notoriety from companies that may never have heard of Gunnison. But for those of you who have and are interested in moving here, please, as I said before, reach out to my email, tanner@icelab.co, and we're always more than happy to help and to provide our assistance with those looking to move to Gunnison.
Yeah, that sounds great. So it sounds like you guys, even just for an exploratory phone call, would be very helpful just to kind of chat about what could be or is and how you can get help if you're a small business trying to relocate potentially to a mountain town.
Yeah. And actually my phone number, and I can provide it in the show notes as well, but my phone number, if anyone would like, is 336-689-7172. It's not only our job, but it's our passion here at the ICE Lab to help people be as successful as possible here in Gunnison County.
There you have it, people. Direct phone number to Tanner. Awesome.
Tanner, just before we go, is there anything that you'd like to add that we didn't get to cover?
For your listeners and for their value, I was in a similar situation where after college here at Western State or at Western Colorado University, I was left with a decision whether to move to a larger city where I knew I wouldn't have the recreational opportunities that I have in a place like Gunnison, but I would be able to find potentially a better paying and more fulfilling career. And now that I've stayed in Gunnison and I see the value which the ICE Lab is bringing, I say to those who are, in the similar situation where you love living in the outdoors and love living in these mountain towns, but also need to eventually narrow down a career path, that time is coming where you can have both. As they say, you can have your cake and eat it too. That's what we're essentially trying to do here in Gunnison, Colorado. So, it's not far-fetched that you can recreate and have a successful career all in one location. So don't give up hope just yet, I guess would be my all-ending conclusion there. Look for Gunnison as being one of those first locations that hopefully will be a beacon of light for other communities to follow suit in the near future. So other than that, I want to, say thank you and appreciate the time today to talk and discuss what we're doing here at the ICE Lab.
Absolutely. And love that evolution of the industry kind of going back to its roots, really, in a way, and that ICE Lab is leading the charge. So thank you so much for telling us about this. Yes, absolutely. Reach out to Tanner if anything he said has kind of caught your interest and you're interested in moving up to Gunnison, or you want to talk about this system or program for the mountain town that you love and would never consider leaving.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanner.